views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Kelly, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio on Transformation Talk Radio and WBLQ 1230 AM, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience inspiration, healing, and knowledge every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on Lucid Planet Radio right here. We will have some of the most gifted scientists, healers, speakers, and authors helping you to discover the greatest version of yourself. And you can find out much more at thelucidplanet.com and listen to all of our podcast show archives for free at thelucidplanetradio.com as well as SoundCloud and iTunes. Before we get started, I also want to say I am absolutely thrilled to announce that Lucid Planet Radio has been picked up by the CRN Digital Talk Network, which is putting us into 11 million homes in the U.S. across networks all over the country, California, Nevada, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Florida, New York, Delaware, and more. We will also be streaming in over 90 countries, including 25 stations just in Australia. Holla down under. You can also find us on iTunes, Apple TV, the AHA in-car stereo app, and Roku. Wow. So if you're in these states, or if you've just been thinking about advertising with us, this would be a great time to jump on board. Before things blow up even more, there are some awesome introductory sponsorship rates that won't be around for long, especially in my home city of Denver, Colorado, where we'll be coming to a station near you very soon. So again, you can find out more at thelucidplanet.com and email me, drkellyneff@gmail.com. That's drkellyneff@gmail.com. All right, so let's get on with the show. We have really started off this whole year focusing on themes that resonate with people waking up and seeking connections and better lives together as a community, as a unity, as a unified humanity. And a lot of this has to do with how we discover our passions, how we hone our creativity, how we bring more acceptance and unity and love into our lives. And I am really excited for today's guest. Today's guest, his story and his work really is an embodiment of all these themes of bettering ourselves and bettering our planet. Born and raised on the north side of St. Louis, Missouri, the 27-year-old poet, activist, speaker, director, and content creator, Prince EA, has touched the hearts and the minds and the souls of millions of people worldwide. And he's done this through creating positive content, through talking about inspirational and thought-provoking stuff, not negative stuff, positive stuff. He has accumulated over 300 million views just on Facebook and YouTube alone. A little bit about Prince EA's history, and we will talk more about it. But in 2009, he formed an organization called Make Smart Cool. And SMART is an acronym here for Sophisticating Millions and Revolutionizing Thought. Very cool. This organization is all about promoting positive social change in various concrete ways, speaking at schools, organizing community events, benefits, partnering with community organizations, and also setting up educational mentorship programs. Also in 2011, Prince EA graduated summa cum laude from a full scholarship at the University of Missouri in St. Louis with a BA in anthropology. And he speaks all over the world, conferences, lectures on the topics of self-development and education and living your passion. And I mean, this guy, Prince EA, he literally has blown up so hard. And if you don't believe me, just listen to some of the people he has opened for or performed alongside. Ludacris, Busta Rhymes, Bruno Mars. He's played at Soldier Field and Madison Square Garden. He has made appearances on talk shows from Queen Latifah to Glenn Beck. He has worked, his work has been on popular media hubs, including Huffington Post, CNN, Fox, NBC. And he's even been cited by universities like Harvard and Columbia. So this is a really amazing human. And Prince EA says his mission is to allow the grace of God and the universe to work through him to create content that spreads awareness, that excites, that entertains, and that galvanizes the listeners to recognize the power and the peace and equanimity within each of us. Wow, that's totally amazing. So without further ado, let's welcome Prince EA to the show. Hi, Prince.
Yay. Hey, how's it going? Thank you for the intro. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Welcome to the show. It's great to have you on.
Great to be here. Thank you for inviting me. I am happy to be here and excited for our conversation.
You know, you just seem happy. You just seem like one of these positive people. Do you have a secret?
You know, you catch me at a good time. You know, I mean, I'm not happiness is it comes and it goes. But, you know, I always have the peace. Mm-hmm. Right. But the excitement, which I feel right now, ready to get into it, you know, that comes and it goes. And, you know, but, you know, the secret is gratitude. You know, I just think about every day. What a blessing, what a gift. I mean, how many good things did we do in our past lives to get this experience right now? You know, I don't know where it comes from, who gave it to us, but all I can do is smile and be joyful in every moment.
Do you hear that, people? And it's infectious. If you smile, the world smiles with you. And it's amazing how many people's lives you can touch to help them find that same gratitude. Mm. So I just want to know, your story is incredible. Have you always been a poet and an activist? Did you know that this was what you were going to do with your life? Or when did that aha moment happen?
Mm-hmm. Well, I still don't know what I'm going to do with my life, actually.
Good answer.
But, you know, it's probably more like 8-9 years ago, I got into hip hop, listening to, you know, I was. And a sort of a fan, casual fan of hip hop music. I like to listen to the beats, like, you know, the melodies and things like that. But it was only until my senior year, I believe it was, in high school, where I came into contact with conscious hip hop artists, guys like Immortal Technique and Cannabis and Razzcast, like these underground guys that 99% of your audience has no idea about, has ever heard of them. But they just spoke to me. They spoke to me on a level that I'd never been spoken to before. They talked about subjects ranging from geopolitics to questioning religion, the government, to science. And I was just enthralled by the things that they were saying, the words that they were using, these big words. I was like, you know, it's one verse from Cannabis. He goes like, he's like, one should not assume the philosophies of David Hume are nothing more than a subjective conclusion. What is the maximum fill rate application, the runaway glaciation affecting the ocean basin? And I'm like, what the heck did you just say? You know, and I'm in the library researching these guys, and I just developed a passion and a hunger for knowledge. Up until then, at that point, I was a very complacent student, and teachers didn't know what to do with me. My mother didn't know what to do with me, but it was just learning in a different way. And so after I came into contact with them, I wanted to do what they were doing. And so I wanted to get have my story told and to help others through hip hop. KRS-One, he says, if hip hop can be used as a tool to promote negative images and misogyny, then it can also be used as a tool for good. And that's what I want to do with hip hop, is just use it for the good things, for, you know, a benevolent bodhisattva type of way. And, you know, you can call it, people call it hip hop, spoken word, poetry. I don't know what it is. Yeah. I'm just speaking my heart, and what comes from the heart reaches the heart, I believe. And that's pretty much awesome.
Hey, you know, don't need to put a label on it, right? We'll talk more about labels and how we have to label everything, but really it doesn't matter. It's creativity, it's flow. Oh my gosh, we have a couple minutes till the break, but I just wanted to start by asking you, the name Prince EA, what that means or what that referred to. I have a lot of fan questions asking about that.
Yeah, no problem. Prince EA, the name comes from Sumerian mythology. 6,000 years ago, a culture called Sumer, a place called Sumer was born. And this is the the first civilization known to man. They created the wheel. They put 360 degrees to a circle. They had the first written language, cuneiform script, characters etched in stone. And this is right out of the Stone Age. If you would have asked one of these people of this culture, how did you get such advanced knowledge? They would have said that their living gods gave it to them. And back then, you know, I was living gods. What are you talking about? Aliens? What is this? So I was just fascinated by a lot of these anomalies that can be attributed to this culture. But, you know, digging deep, I learned about Prince EA, and whether you call it mythology or history is depends on where you're, you know, where you're looking at it from. But Prince EA or Prince Earth was their creator god that freed the Sumerian people from bondage through knowledge and wisdom. And, you know, I took on the name because through my art, through my work, music, lyrics, I hope to free people or at least open their minds through knowledge and wisdom.
That's amazing. And you have, and you're doing it. I just wonder, you mentioned at the start, you know, that we must have done good deeds to come back in this lifetime right now. Mm-hmm. You know, this is like one of the most exciting times for humanity. I think, at least I'm an optimist, but I believe this is like an insane time. Really quickly before we go into the break, do you think that you were alive during the Sumerian times?
No comment. No comment. I don't know. Maybe I haven't done the
past life regression.
Yeah, I haven't done that, but I'll save that for another show. Maybe.
Anything is possible, right? I wonder. Sometimes I always feel like when we resonate with things from the past, it's because it's part of our history and our heritage in some way. Yes. But on that note, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Prince EA and I are going to talk so much more about inspiration, passion, creativity, and knowledge. So stay tuned and we'll see you in a couple minutes.
Featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
1230 WBLQ. Waiting for the break of day.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and my guest today is poet, activist, content creator, artist, Prince EA, and we are talking about finding inspiration and passion as we wake up in our lives. Yeah. Before we continue, though, Prince, can you give your contact info for our listeners? Tell them where to find out if they haven't seen your videos yet, if they want to follow you to the various conferences and public appearances you do, or to connect on social media.
Absolutely. Yeah. Everything is Prince EA. Facebook.com/Prince EA. Twitter is Prince EA. YouTube, you know, obviously that's the collection of all of my videos. YouTube.com/Prince EA. The only thing that's not Prince EA is Instagram, and that's Prince_EA. Somebody actually stole it before I could get it. You know, I'm pretty sure they want to sell it back to me. That's usually how these things go. But you can Prince_EA on Instagram.
I have my favorite. Favorite is like the P. Diddy Sean Combs one. Have you seen that? Like they're all going back. They're like going back and forth, and he's like, "It's my name," and he's like, "I don't care. I'm Sean, and I sell combs." And anyway, if people are gonna buy your Twitter handle or your Facebook handle, you just gotta let it go. Like it's not. It's just not worth it. I mean, in my opinion. But you know, the internet, which kind of brings up something I wanted to talk about, which is like all the social media. It creates this reality. Mm-hmm. You know, is it reality? No, it's like it's a hologram of reality. And it can lead to a lot of, you know, depression and sadness and conflict with people. And I know your autocorrect humanity video is like one of my favorites. We think, you know, social media is making us closer, but it's really kind of separating us. And do you have advice for people who are feeling that strain of like the disconnect between the social media, or they're comparing themselves to other people and they're feeling bad? Do you have advice for people on how to like get out of that?
I guess I'll start by saying yes, social media, while it has been one of our greatest gifts, bringing us closer together, it's also created a lot of depression. It's been the source of bullying, suicide, and that's unfortunate. But you know, that's all of humanity, right? You can use a pen to write a novel or to stab somebody in the face, you know. So it's humanity has a choice to make. I think any, you know, for me, you definitely, you know, on social media, I'm not on it too much. You know, you have to, balance is key. Honestly, whether it's social media or in the real world, if you don't know yourself, then you will walk, you will be dictated by others, and your joy, your happiness will be at the whim of somebody else. So ultimately, whether it's social media or in the real world, whatever we want to call that, it's about knowing yourself, knowing what you're not, and being happy where you are. Forgetting the past, cutting out the projections of the future, and just being here in love and in gratitude.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I think we can all agree that we need more love and gratitude, that maybe there's an infinite amount of it that we can access. And so we can always work on that. I just want to say, like, you have so much confidence in your voice and in your presence. And I find it really inspiring. Where does it come from? Have you always been like this? Did it take a lot? Did it take you to kind of have to build your confidence to put these videos out there to the public?
Yeah, definitely. If you want to build your confidence, there's one thing that a lot of people say do. One of my I listened to Zig Ziglar, who was one of the most famous, he probably still is, but he passed away some time ago, I believe. He talks about confidence, and if you want to build your self-confidence, speak in front of others, you know, right? Speak, you know, go to read books about speaking, and being in front of an audience is key to build confidence, right? That's the, you know, studies have shown that we fear public speaking more than we fear death. So to really face your fears head on. What is fear? They say fear is false evidence appearing real. Once you know the cave that you fear holds the treasure that you desire. Once you go towards your fears, you realize they weren't really anything to be afraid of at all. So for me, I'm shy by nature, you know. And
really,
music. I am. Yes. And music has been interestingly enough, a lot of musicians are, a lot of artists are very shy people. But when they get out there, when they get on these songs, on these records, they just, they speak with such authority, and they're, yeah, they're really just in their zone. So, you know, that was music for me was always, you know, a place was always a place for me to get my, I wanted to be heard. You know, I was, I told you, I was a quiet guy, so I wanted to be heard. So music was my megaphone. Hip hop. And so it just over time, I think I built the confidence, the personal confidence, but also the confidence of knowing the spirit, I think is key, knowing that everything else is transient, is passing, is changing. But you, that is the witness to all of it, is it. There's a great book I always talk about called I Am That. And in order to know what we are, we know, have to know what we're not. And so you're not your body, you're not your mind. Everything that you know, the body changes. If we have this deep identification with the body, we will always be uncomfortable and anxious and depressed, because the body is going to change. You're going to get old. You can't always put a filter on your Instagram pictures. One day it's just going to be like you're old and wrinkly, and that's just what you're going to have to deal with. So stop identifying with the body and the mind too, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Depressive thoughts, whatever angry thoughts you have, it is not you. You are much stronger than anything that happens to you. So to just reside in that place, that foundation, that grounding is key to walk this world with your head held high.
I love that. Thank you. You sound like a very spiritual person. Are you spiritual? Are you religious? Do you see a distinction between the two?
You know, I do. I think religion's goal is to become spiritual. I think a lot of people get stuck in religion. There's an old analogy for religion. You know, you go into a restaurant and you eat the menu. You know, a lot of people go into church and they're quoting a lot. They're mm-hmm. you know, Jesus said this, but you know, what did Jesus mean? What is the food that we right. get from these texts? And so for me, you know, I'm a scientist as well, and mm-hmm. I want proof. And I think spirituality and science are very similar in the fact that they are the empirical pursuit of the truth. I just want to live in truth and live in and not live in ego or what I want to believe, because it fulfills some type of conditioned desire. So yeah, I'm very well studied in, like, you know, Buddhist tradition, Hindu tradition. You know, it's just the search for who you are, right? It's just, yeah that's it.
Universal, like, human quest and experience. And
exactly.
It's so tragic how we can have so much conflict and division because we're arguing, you know, whose religion's right or who's, you know, it's almost insanity. And I think more and more people, I mean, if you look at the trends, there's more and more people identifying as spiritual and fewer identifying only as religious, but not
yes.
spiritual.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm a scientist and I was very much like, I need proof. And then I had experiences that I could not explain mm-hmm. with science or with, like, this kind of paradigm that there's nothing except for, I was like kind of a existentialist, atheist, like there's nothing except for what we experience yep. in the present. And yes. then I had these experiences that literally could not be explained, and it completely sent my world into a tailspin. But I came out of it feeling amazing about things, you know. And, you know, we talk about spirituality and science, and they're not mutually exclusive. I mean, there's so much overlap. We look at the, you know, what's happening in quantum physics right now, where they've literally shown the observer changes the outcome and something only exists if you're looking at it. You know, that's very much in line with a lot of, like, the spiritual thought about energy.
Yeah.
And I have a good friend, and he said to me the other week, you know, when we talk about spirituality and science, what we need, we can ask science for how and spirituality for why, not the other way around. When we ask spirituality for how and science for why, that's when, like, things get confused.
Yes. Wow. And I
kind of like that. Yeah. I thought that was a really good one.
It's true.
Right. So I guess my question to you is, as we're on this topic, people, you know, a lot of us are lost and we're on this quest for truth and we're asking questions and we want to find our voice. It can be terrifying and scary to find your voice. Do you have any advice, or I guess let me start here. Do you believe that everybody is an artist?
Absolutely. I think we all are the designers of our lives in a large sense. We have choice to, I think there's nothing greater than creating. There's no better feeling for me, I can speak for me, is creating. You know, to your point about finding your voice, I think that every single person on this planet is here to change the world, and it's up to us. It's our responsibility to not conform to society's conditioning. It's up to us to walk, you know, to go the path less traveled, in order for us to find the truth, to find ourselves. And once we find ourselves, everything gets out of our way and pushes us towards that, towards creating that love and that joy. So yeah, every single person I think is an artist in some way.
And that art has some, it's a kind of, I've always believed it's like this divine channeling of the source that we're all connected to. And mm-hmm. we all make art to kind of let that come through us.
Yeah. They say earth, without earth. The A-R-T is just, earth.
It is. I love that. No, it's true. And you know, I guess it's just that sometimes we need a little push in the right direction. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, I really believe what you said, that we are 7 or 8 or how many billion puzzle pieces, and we all have something to contribute. Mm-hmm. We all have our gift to bring this to the world. We're going to take a quick break. Okay. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about this, about how we find what is that gift that we give to the world. So stay tuned, and I will be right back here on Lucid Planet Radio with Prince EA.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety is in many ways a learned behavior, which is rooted in our childhood. During our early years, when we are the most dependent on others, negative feedback, judgment, or ridicule infiltrate our subconscious mind and leave us wondering whether we are really safe, lovable, or good enough. In response, a part of our mind develops protective strategies to keep us from getting hurt. Let's imagine that the anxiety you've been battling with stems from the part that has assumed the job of keeping you safe. Doesn't it then make sense that your anxiety makes you expect the worst so that you are prepared, keeps you on your toes to avoid failure, or shames and belittles you before someone else can do this to you? When you consider the source of your anxiety as a vulnerable child that just tries to keep you safe, you no longer feel that you're the victim of your own mind, but instead are more easily able to take on the role of the caring, reassuring adult.
Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Do you often find yourself feeling overwhelmed, overworked, or exhausted? Are you ready to embrace a life filled with more love, connection, and joy? Best of the month list and 5-star rated on Amazon, Conscious Being by author TJ Woodward will awaken you to your true nature. To learn more about how to get your copy of Conscious Being, visit consciousbeingbook.com today.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's ATANAMethod.com. And sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Hey everyone, meet my friends at the Maca team. The Ancient Inca root vegetable Maca is known worldwide for its huge array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true Maca specialists, the Maca team is here to bring you the best Maca the Peruvian mountains has to offer. Yellow Maca, used to promote endurance, vitality, fertility, hormone health, and much more, is on sale now. I love it. Visit themacateam.com to order yours now. Themacateam.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
We're back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I am here with Prince EA, and we're talking about passion, inspiration, waking up, and finding your voice. How are you doing, Prince?
Hey, I'm well. Glad to be here.
Great to have you here.
Feeling good.
Yeah, doing good. Before we went to the break, we were talking about this idea that we all have a gift to give humanity. And that every single person is a puzzle piece. And really what it takes is all of us coming together, putting those puzzle pieces together. And that's really what's going to heal us and bring us out of, you know, the troubles and the sufferings that we've had. Mm. You've given some really good, you've had some great talks and videos about this topic. And one that resonates with me is when you said some of the best ideas are in the graveyard. The graveyard is the richest place. and, you know, I guess my question is, you know, what did you mean by that? Can you tell our listeners what you meant by that?
Well, we as human beings, you know, if we had our lives to live over again, could we have done more than we have done at this point? The resounding answer to that is yes. Once we recognize that, we see the potential for the rest of our lives, right? You know, and we fear, low self-esteem, so many things have stopped. Have been the inertia for greatness, for great things. So many people take their dreams to the graveyard with them. They die with their music still in them. I think it's up to us to really to live life and to stop letting life live us. You know, we have it's choice. We spoke about this a few minutes ago. It's this gift that we've been given, this opportunity. It's so beautiful. And if we don't if we don't reach the greatest version of ourselves, our highest potential, if we don't serve others, then we've really missed out on a great opportunity, and we kind of should be ashamed to die before we do that. But it is a conditioning that a lot of people have been told, you can't do that, you shouldn't do that, don't get that major, the jobs don't pay enough. And this conditioning, this inculcation has stifled a lot of people, but it's still possible for you listening to this right now, wherever you are, whatever position you're in, to change that. And to, it's never too late to become what you might have been, as they say.
Absolutely. Thank you. It's true. And it's never too late to reinvent yourself. And it's never too late to do that thing that's in your heart, yes, that you feel like you really want to do. You know, there's so much talk about how do we find our passion and our purpose, but it's like, what do you really love? You know, what really calls to you? What makes you feel complete and contented? Because that's it.
Yeah.
That's what you know, that's your thing. That's what you should be doing.
Go on. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. Please.
I was just going to say, you know, I started thinking about this the other night. You know, I don't even think we have dreams. I think dreams have us, and we have to make a choice to carry them out. You know, we have to make a choice. Are we gonna be afraid to do this? Because hey, it's never been done before, or it's too hard, or you know, listen, people have made it with less than what you have.
Yeah.
and so it's possible. That's the thing that we need to recognize. Not that we can do it. First, we have to recognize that it's possible. And your dreams, because you can even conceptualize them in your mind, they are possible to realize in a tangible way. So
yes. And, you know, it's so funny because sometimes we have our goals set on something or we have a dream, but we as in our limited kind of human conscious processing self kind of dictate how it's got to go about. Like, this is my dream, but it's going to happen like this, 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 and this to lead to this. And I am so like always cautioning people to not think like that, because really what the universe has planned and the way the universe can put things together is like so far beyond what we can even understand. Have your dream and work towards it, but be flexible in allowing it to come in however it's going to come in.
Yes.
Or it'll pass you by.
Yes.
You know, even if it makes you uncomfortable, or even if, you know, you don't want to say yes because you're freaked out, you let it in. Like, it's there. You know, my partner, Jimmy Ohm, who's a regular on the show, and he's been one of my kind of spiritual inspirations in my life. He's always said, you know, does an ant, what does he say? We're like ants trying to teach the universe a math problem. You know, telling universe we know better.
Right.
So it's just like allowing that kind of allowing things in and knowing you're worthy of those things happening.
Exactly. I mean, we look at the process of development in the womb, you know, to be born. You know, what conscious process do we decide on to create this complex structure, this physical body that we have now? You know, when we were in the womb, were we thinking, okay, next week I'm gonna grow toes and then this? No, we let it happen. We allowed. And who's to say that same process of allowance in the womb isn't the same thing working here in this realm that we're in now? You know, so when we let go and let things flow, that's when we really start to see the gifts manifest into our lives.
Yes. And that's also when we feel better. I call myself like a recovering control freak overthinker. I've been through a lot of this in my life of like trying to micromanage things and being very obsessive about the future and worrying and planning. And that just takes the joy out of life. it's good to make a plan, but you can't be too attached to it.
Yes.
You know? I wanted to mention as well, and we'll pick this up after we come back too, but you mentioned the body and how the body just allows things, but the body is just our vessel. It's not who we are. And I've taught women in like gender studies classes and psychology classes for a long time who have felt so bad about their body because it doesn't meet the ideal body image. And this is something that I've seen so much of, like, you are not your body. And your most recent video, I Am Not Black, You Are Not White, really took this idea to the next level. And I mean, that video, it's only been out for a little while and it's been viewed 50 million times between Facebook and YouTube. And you really touched on this in such a beautiful and eloquent way about, you know, your body is like your car that you're renting from society, you know, and what brought you to that conclusion about the body? How did you get there?
Well, you know, I believe that we have a body. We are not our, it's even in the way that we phrase it. And it's not, I'm not, you know, playing semantical tricks, but we say my body. Who is it that has the body, that owns, that possesses the body? You know, who is the witness, the observer? Find that. And then the same thing goes for the mind, too. If we want to go a little deeper, who observes the thoughts? Identification with anything that's passing is going to create suffering. We must find the truth, right? If we really want to live here in love and honesty, then we have to be courageous enough to question every single belief that has been laid upon us since birth. That's race, that's gender, culture, all of these things. Question it deeply. And, you know, we can even look at the science, the genetic evidence that race itself is a biological illusion. It's only a social construct.
Social construct, yes.
Yes,
totally.
Yeah, exactly. So just go deeper and find that which witnesses it all. The Buddhists call it the self, or some call it the no self. To find that is when we really come into contact with truth and direct experience. Everything other than that is a mask, is a costume that we have been given and will ultimately dissolve.
Yes. And we're going to, who was I talking to? Was it Chris Dyer last week? And we're saying, going to have to come back and do it again. but anyway, we're going to come back. We have one more short break before we wrap up the show. And Prince EA and I are going to talk more about his video and the illusion of race and separation and labeling, as well as kind of the future of humanity. So stay tuned to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and we will be right back.
There's someone out to get you. You'll find him anywhere, on a bus, in a bar, in a grocery store.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Introducing The Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit The Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake. All of those tourists covered with oil.
Hello and welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. And I am here with Prince EA, and we're going to wrap up the show talking a little bit about the future and kind of the state of society at the moment and all the changes and amazing things going on. So, you know, when we left off from the break, we were talking about kind of the body, that this whole idea that I am not my body. So I am not black. You are not white. Mm-hmm. These are all labels. Mm-hmm. Do you feel, I mean, why do you think that video has become so popular?
Well, I think because deep down we know this, the world is I believe changing, but deep down we know that all of these things, all of these costumes are so heavy. They're so heavy for us to wear. You know, I think one reason why we love sleep so much, because it gives us an opportunity to lay the costumes on the ground and to just be nothing. Because when you're in deep sleep, who are you? There's no more identity with anything. These labels, these races, this culture, nationality, patriotism, it's so heavy. And by nature, by their very nature, they are divisive. Anytime you have allegiance to something, you pledge against everything else. So to be, even to be, we can go deeper than even humanity. We can be beings, you know, beings that happen to be human, you know, human beings. And then we find kinship with every single organism on the planet. And I think that's living in truth. That's love.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And that's so beautiful. And, you know, we're living in these times. You know, the mainstream media wants us to think that it's all doom and gloom. Mm. Right. The mainstream media wants us to think, you know, these racial struggles and conflicts in America, which are happening. We've got like some really nasty political stuff going on, like with certain political candidates that they're not even going to get airtime on the show. You know, and there's a lot of stuff going on, like trying to divide people. And I feel like that, if anything, is polarizing us towards this perspective of unity consciousness. And kind of towards this idea of like, we don't want this. And now it's almost up to us to like actively reject that way of thinking by putting that out there and by coming together in that way. And it's really interesting what's happening. Are you an optimist? Do you think like humanity has time to fix it?
No, not at all. No, optimism is a choice too. You know, it's an intellectual choice, right? And I definitely want to give out that energy. They say the only difference between a weed and a flower is a judgment. You know, mm-hmm. if you got a gardener that wants to plant dandelions, then those are flowers. You know, it's that simple. So we have a choice to look at the world through optimistic eyes, and we have also a choice to look at them through the negative filters as well, the negativity bias that so many people have. Yep. But it's equal. Honestly, life is. But you have a choice to decide whether life happens to you or for you. I think we have to also look deeper at the negative politicians, at these individuals, and approach them with love as well, because it's so easy mm-hmm. to become combative. But everybody on the planet is just believing their own thoughts that they've been conditioned into. And if you had their experiences, if you had their level of consciousness, then you would think and act and behave exactly like they do. So we have to look at that them because they deserve it. Even they deserve the compassion even more. The most violent of the violent, because violence, I believe, is a manifestation of grief, whether it's physical or verbal. It's a really a manifestation of grief.
And that's how we can come to a place spiritually, psychologically, where we can forgive the people who have hurt us, mm-hmm. knowing that it has nothing to do with us. And that's happened because they're in so much pain and it's a manifestation of their suffering.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And it's such an act of self-love to forgive. There's an old story of two prisoners of war. They spent, I think it was 5 to 10 years being tortured. And 20 years later, they actually run into each other after they've gotten out of the prison camp. And they run into each other. And one asks the other, "Hey, have you finally forgiven your captors?" And he responds, "No, never." And then the guy, he says, "Well, they still have you in prison, don't they?"
Oh, snap. Yeah, it's true.
Forgiveness is giving up all hope for a better past. We have to work with the now and see things freshly and through loving eyes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's no changing the past, but you can change the way you think about it and the power that it has over you.
Yes, exactly. And create a better future.
Yes. And that's really, I think, the take home message of this show and also what you've been putting out, which is that idea that it takes the individual to make the changes. And it can seem so big and insurmountable, all the problems in the world, but you work within your life and the changes you can make to be a better person. And if everybody does that, we're good.
Yes. Yes, Dr. Kelly. Absolutely. Yep.
I wanted to ask you, Prince, we were talking at the break. You're participating in a really cool event later this month, the Wisdom 2.0 conference.
Yes. Yep. That is going to be the weekend of, I believe, the 20th. So I think it's the 21st. And that's in San Francisco. Tickets, I believe, are a bit expensive, but it's a great event. It's so many different speakers, and you will not leave this place. You have to leave this place better than you were when you came. Like it's such wisdom, and you're gonna connect with a lot of people there. And I'm gonna be there, so if you want to see me, you know, I'm gonna be in San Francisco on that weekend.
There you go. I mean, yeah, it looks incredible. And, you know, one thing that we're seeing this trend with the millennials and the younger generation and also the older generations is we're more willing to spend money on experiences than on things. We're willing to spend money on experiences that enrich our lives.
Yes.
And, you know, right? Because things are just things, but that experience you can take with you forever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And we're growing up.
We're growing up, I know. And this is a great example. Conferences like this, like you said, Ram Dass, like a bunch of people across spirituality and tech fields, which are interestingly intersecting, right? And then, of course, I'm going to be at Gem and Jam in Tucson this weekend. If any of my fellow rock hounds are going to be making their way to the Tucson Gem and Mineral Show,
Rock hounds? Okay.
Rock hounds.
I like it.
Yeah, I'm pretty much a stone junkie in my spare time. Okay. And these are things, but they are things made by the earth over millions of years that have so much energy and vibration to them. Mm. And Tucson this weekend is really a celebration of that. And we kind of all get together, and there's a big festival going on, and there'll be music and
lovely.
Yeah, all kinds of really chill stuff. So I hope to see lots of live art happening. I hope to see some of you guys there. And really on that note, Prince, can you close out the show with a minute or two of dropping some wisdom on us about anything you want?
Oh, goodness. Wow. Thank you.
No, I didn't just put you on the spot or anything.
No, you set me near the spot. But I got this. I got this. Well, let me say, thank you. I'm very grateful to have been here, and you know, everybody listening, you know, gratitude, I believe, is the highest spiritual attainment. You know, just every day, just think about what you're grateful for, even if that's just the breath that we breathe. You know, that without even doing it, without even trying, it somehow comes through, and it's such a blessing to be here. And I'm talking to you through my laptop on my computer. This is a device that pretty much billions of people on the planet will never get to use or experience. So what an opportunity and a luxury that we have to be here and to help and serve others. Thank you for what you do, Dr. Kelly, and I'm very flattered and honored to be here.
Thank you, Prince. And really, thank you for sharing so much inspiring information with us and to all the listeners. I had such a great time. And of course, you can tune in at the same time every week on Transformation Talk and WBLQ, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. And you can find me at thelucidplanet.com. Connect with me on Facebook and Twitter at The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly. And also type in The Lucid Planet or Lucid Planet Radio on SoundCloud and iTunes to subscribe. Next week, we will have Adam Apollo on the show, and he runs the Guardian Academy, which is basically a real life Jedi Academy here in the United States. So I'm really excited, and don't miss it. So light and love. Thank you again to Prince, and have a great week. I will see you next week.
You've been listening to the hit show Lucid Planet Radio with renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.